Okay, I'm here in the Hurley booth. So, Ryan, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, Tiffany. My name's Ryan Mangan, and I am the SVP of Global Wholesale Commerce.
Okay, so you're in charge of all revenue.
Essentially, yes.
Yes, big job. Okay, so I'm here because I want to find out, like, what's your big story? You guys are showing summer, right?
Yeah, summer 19.
Okay, so what's your big story for summer?
Yeah, we're really excited. We have a great partnership with an iconic brand, Carhartt, that we're launching this summer. So obviously, the trend in street is incredibly popular right now, and we're able to have our point of view through such a great partnership with Carhartt. We have very limited distribution with this, open to our surf specialty partners, and we're really excited.
So what does that entail? Like, what's in the collaboration?
So it's a full year collaboration, and so it runs from spring 19 all the way through holiday 19. And the idea is really bring best of both worlds, the incredible fabrics and durability that Carhartt's known for, and the performance, innovation that Hurley's known for, and bringing them together in a very unique way.
Okay. And it will be board shorts and...
Yeah, it's all categories. So we have board shorts, walk shorts, t-shirts, hats. As we move into fall and holiday, we'll be introducing jackets, fleece, and outerwear.
Oh, nice. Okay. And then this summer, were there any sort of home run products for you guys?
Yeah, we had a couple great collaborations. Obviously, our World Cup board shorts did incredibly well. Even though the U.S. team didn't make the World Cup, there's still a lot of American pride, so people wore those shorts very proud. We had great success with some of the other federations that we did. And so that was great, fantastic product for us.
So you guys are all ready for the Olympics. You've been doing those shorts for a while now.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, ahead of the curve. What about the appointments? How do your appointments look for the show?
This is one of the busiest shows I can remember in a long time. We are booked on the hour, every hour. Every station is filled. And so this show is flourishing.
Good. So can we talk about women's?
Absolutely.
So big launch of women's. Has it been in the market now?
Yeah, we launched in spring 18, so right around January. So it's been in the market for 8 months.
How has it done?
Really well. We're incredibly happy with the performance. You know, we wanted to lead with a very specific point of view around women's swim and support for water. We got that message into the marketplace. It performed well. It actually exceeded our expectations. And now we're really bringing it up with a full sportswear point of view as we move into fall and holiday into future seasons.
Okay. And then for summer, is there anything new on the women's front?
On the women's front, we are leveraging, again, our point of view around support for water. So we're really focusing in on the women's surf tops and the women bikini tops. And we have great collaboration. So we did an artist collaboration with Cryptic. And we're, again, the Carhartt point of view is on the women's side as well.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. And so when you say, just people might not know, when you say support for the water, you're meaning like tops with actual support for...
Yeah, exactly. We worked really closely with world-class athletes, Chris Amore, Lakey Peterson, on what they need to perform well in the water, be supported, and look great and comfortable at the same time.
Right. And by supported, we mean like so your breasts have support. Sorry.
Right.
Essentially. Yeah. And then is there a style that was like the home run? Like what's been the most popular thing in swim?
Our quick dry surf top is what we call it, and that's been the most popular. It's our entry price point, comes in tons of prints and colors. It's adjustable, it's supportive, and that's been our home run piece.
Okay, and let me just ask you about back to school and fall, because I saw the sort of skateboarding things on Instagram. I don't know if they were ads, like with the chinos.
Right, yeah.
So are you guys expanding your pant line or doing something new with it?
Yeah, we are. So obviously we've had great success and market share gains in walk shorts, and it's only natural that we start taking that into the long bottom category. So we've actually, we partnered with Evan Mock, an iconic skateboarder surfer from Oahu, and he's been our muse for the pants. And so that's who you see the ads around is Evan, and that's kind of his lifestyle. We do everything from slim straights to crop pants, et cetera. Obviously, we leverage and utilize Nike Dry Fit fabrics where we can, and that's been a great point of difference for us in the marketplace.
And when did those come out?
So those started at 6:25.
So new.
Brand new.
New, yep. For back to school.
Yep.
Oh, any early reads?
Yeah. So August was really good for us. So we saw a lot of success with it across surf specialty. And so early reads have been good and positive for back to school. So yeah, we're excited.
Okay. I have to say, I really love the energy of that video. And that was San Francisco, right?
It was. Yeah.
That would like really was, I liked it. I was like, oh, this feels different.
Yeah,
for
it's
you
fun.
Guys.
It's definitely fun. And again, just, you know, it's really through the eyes and the view of Evan Mock. And so it was a great partnership with him.
Okay. So tell me about what are you excited about that's coming?
Well, as Bob Hurley would say, I'm excited for so much. So we're really excited to continue the success on women's, continue building upon our foundation there in swim and moving into some sportswear categories. Incredibly excited about the Carhartt collaboration and partnership. We think that's definitely a distinct point of view in the marketplace. Continuing to build on our iconic board shorts, our innovative platform on board shorts through artist collaboration and fantastic art. So yeah, I'm excited for a lot.
So anything new? Remember when the Phantom dropped and it was just so revolutionary? And it's, are you guys going to ever drop something like as big?
I'll say that we're working on something special for the Olympics in 2020.
Ooh, that sounds excited. I know you guys already have your huge Olympic plan.
Yes.
I can imagine.
Working on it.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, thanks for talking to me.
My pleasure, Tiffany.
Okay. Bye, Ryan.
Bye.